We are back. We are on. We are ready to roll. Game number 3 of 3. Final game here, pitting Big 7 League foes Nemaw Central and Hiawatha. Rematch. Thunder won the first game 52-35. These teams will also meet again on January the 30th. Later this season, John Thomas, 34th year in his head coaching career here in Seneca. Barry Smith, 6th year with Hiawatha. Hiawatha's 4-4 on the season. Nemaw Central is 4-3. Thunder have played one game since the Christmas break. That was the win at Jeff West, 45-34. Hiawatha's played two games since the break. They got a game in against Sabetha last week on Thursday. Ended up losing that one, but played fairly well, did the Redhawks. And in the road, blue unis are Hiawatha. Nemaw Central, the home team, and whites are on their home court for game number 3 at the Thunder Classic. As we are underway, Nemaw Central with the basketball to start. Give you the starters. There's an assist by Trent Thomas, 5'11 senior, fighting Abe Hilbert, 6'4 senior. Nemaw Central scores. Colby Freeze, a 6'8 junior. Also starting for Nemaw is Evan Oberding, a 5'9 junior. And Cooper Kramer, a 6'1 senior. Hiawatha starters include Cameron Boswell, 6-foot sophomore, is tripped up here, averaging 11 points per game. Ethan Morton, a 6-foot junior. Caden Morton, a 6'4 senior. Also Cooper Jacobson, a 6'2 junior. And Connor Kettler, a 6-foot senior, starting for Coach Smith and the Redhawks. Caden Morton, 12 points a game. Boswell, 11. And Ethan Morton, 9. Those are the top three scorers for Hiawatha. 2-0 Thunder. We're nearly 1 minute in. Earlier today, St. Mary's beat Holton 69-53, and there's a Boswell tough shot on the baseline, kissing it off the glass, tying the score at 2. St. Mary's wins by 16 over Holton. Marysville just beat Jackson Heights by 12, 48-36. Dustin Fluke with you, John Holliday. Alongside our studio engineer is Chance Link. Our production crew is Ethan Will and Zach Irie. They're running the camera and the computer with the live video plus audio stream online, all the MSC Sports channels of the Holton channel, Hiawatha channel, and Cobra Jackson Heights channel. Cooper Jacobson picks up the foul to the line. Missing the first one short is Cooper Kramer. Got one more coming.
A lot of channels. Mm-hmm.
A lot of networks, for sure. 1-2 free throws. Kramer gets his first point. 90 seconds in. Redhawks possession. Boswell flips it over to Jacobson, and now Ethan Morton. Get it up top to Caden Morton. Dad, now one of the assistant coaches for Gary Smith this year, and a drive and a miss by Caden as Nemaw Central will head right to left on your KNZA dial. Ding, look to penetrate, now kicks it back out. 2 minutes in with a foul, both teams with a bucket. We have free throw as well. Second of at least 3 meetings between these teams as Thomas hit the floor, but able to keep the ball alive. Hiawatha defending man-to-man. Hilbert high post, wanting to drive, cut off there, back to Thomas. Ball knocked free into the hands of Boswell. Turnover by Nemaw Central. Boswell's been picking up the offense here since the Christmas break. He's had a couple higher scoring games. One of the top freshmen in the Big 7 League last year burst onto the varsity seat for double digits, averaging 11 a game here. Hiawatha lost to Sabetha 54-41. Did beat Royal Valley in the first game back from the break, 70-49. So it's the Hiawatha team that be getting some confidence offensively. And there's Boswell right on cue, knocking in a triple to give Hiawatha the lead.
You know, both teams tonight, you're going to see a lot of patience on the offensive end. You're not going to be in a hurry with Nemaw. You see this high post action that we used to call it cowboy, but they really like to get the ball in this particular case, Abe Hilbert. Get a kid like that, he can go to the rim with it. As he did that time, he's a tough matchup. He's a big, strong kid. And Hiawatha, just looking on the floor, really didn't have anybody to match up with him and physical stature.
Over to the line, first of two is a little long, no good. That was on Ethan Morton, his first, team's second. About 3 minutes into this game, a couple free throws, trail by a couple points. For its next free throw is good. 2 points now for Abe, and our first substitution of the night brings Carter Rottinghouse, a 5'10 senior, off the bench for Coach John Thomas. Bob Central beating Jeff West on January the 5th in Meriden, but almost 2 weeks since they played. Oswell again, left side of the lane. Good from 15, and he's come out on fire. 7 points for Hiawatha, all by Cameron Boswell.
Got a really nice stroke from the lefty.
A lot of basketball, travels, has gotten a lot of exposure over the last few years. Oberding pulls up and missed it. Rebound secured by Hiawatha. Great box out there by Jacobson. Pass ahead in transition to Morton. Back to the trailer. Jacobson fakes. Shot left elbow extended. Switched in. Ethan Morton gets the bucket. Hiawatha's come out shooting the ball pretty well.
I'll say, it's an easy game when the ball goes through the hoop.
Lead up to five for the Redhawks. Hilbert over to the far corner. Cooper Kramer can't get off the shot. Finds Hilbert in the lane. Basket up. Good. Plus one. Got the bucket there with a soft touch in the paint. Abe Hilbert has 5 of the 6 points for Nemaw Central and a free throw pending after the first personal on Caden Morton. Free throw, good. 2 for 3 at the line.
Yeah, Nemaw is a predominantly man team. Half-court man, you'll see him jumping press on occasion.
Pointer missed up top by Caden Morton. That's way up to the other end. Oberding, and it's blocked but out of bounds off Caden Morton, but a good hustle back there as the Thunder tried to push it in transition. 3:43 left in the first quarter. Off the by two. Turnaround shot missed by Hilbert. He's had a lot of looks here early on. Morton, stop and go out to Caden. Send it across up top and a long three. Boswell,
wow,
feeling it. Cameron Boswell's got 10. It looks mighty fine as he tickles the twine and the Redhawks back up five. Feeling it, huh?
Yes, he is. And I tell you what, when you get in that zone, try to pick up a charge, didn't happen.
Thunder almost turned it over. Here's Oberding on the baseline. It's tough. Turnaround, rolls off. Tip by Hilbert, but he's over the back. Foul on Abe, and Hiawatha will get the possession.
Well, did Boswell shoot the ball well. We've got a great box off on Hilbert. Picked up the foul on him.
Trent Thomas back in. Caden Peterson for the first time at 6'2 junior. Makes a floor appearance for the Thunder. Boswell touches it inside half court. Thunder might want to get a hand up there.
Okay. We may see that same type of defense we saw Jackson Ice deploy that last game. You're boxing one or on the man, we're just going to face guard you.
I don't know. Does John Thomas do much junk defense?
No, he doesn't. He's,
here's
Boswell deep. Three.
Missed it.
Just a hair out of his range.
Still a 5-point Hiawatha lead. John Thomas, one of those old school coaches, right?
Well, if he's old school, what's that make me, prehistoric?
Yeah, prehistoric school.
There you go. Yes, he is. What a great career he's had here at Nemaw.
500 wins down on there. Get it to Hilbert. Boy, when he's that close to the basket, it's going to probably
stop him. Yeah.
Easy lay-in on the left side. Hilbert's got 8 of the 9 points for Nemaw Central.
Well, that's the thing you see with Nemaw. They are so patient till they get exactly what they want.
Morton can't get off the shot. Floats it back on the left wing to Connor Kettler. Boswell looking to drive this time and kick it out. Morton drives and kicks. Boswell on the baseline from 15. It's good. He's got a dozen. Hiawatha up 14-9.
A lot of penetrate. refill on the backside. Good ball movement, unselfish play, found an open shot. Just so happens he's a great shooter.
Boswell is only averaging 11 points a game this season. He's got 12 in the first quarter as Abe Hilbert bounces in another one. It's kind of Hilbert versus Boswell right now. Red Hawks lead is 3 points. Told you Cameron's been scoring and playing a lot better as of late. That's what we've seen here in the first quarter so far. Movement by Hiawatha against the man-to-man. Now the float to Caden Morton, who's fouled on the floor, so no free throws. But hard to watch Boswell here in the first quarter and think, man, he's not even the top scorer on this team coming in tonight. We have Lane Kessler in for the first time, and also Dylan Cheek, one junior, so a little bit of size added out there. Got Caden Morton, Kessler, Cheek. Now for DeMoss Central, Carter Hike. Recognize that name?
Well, as long as they don't hike him the ball, you got a chance to contain him.
State all-class quarterback for DeMoss Central, the state champion Thunder team. Sophomore Carter Hike had quite the year. We got an offensive foul here on Hiawatha. That's Lane Kessler. I just checked in, called for the push foul, his first personal. 14 fouls on Hiawatha, 3 on Nemaha Central, and we're down to 45 seconds left here in the first quarter. Foul, no, good fake. Then Thomas got stripped. Good defense by Hiawatha. Here's Boswell in transition. Stops, finds the trailer, Ethan Morton. Back to Boswell on the right wing. Cameron into the lane, and a foul, kind of a late whistle, drawing contact as he put it up. Foul going to go against Carter Hike. Boswell, two free throws. It'll be the first two free throws for Hiawatha. Boswell's made 78% of his free throws here this season. Hiawatha's a team, pretty good free throw shooting team, 65% as a team. Of course, as I say that, they missed their first one here tonight.
Well, announcer Jenks.
12 first quarter points. Rattles in that one for point number 13. It's been crazy, so Brady Hurla from St. Mary's, and then Will Otop from Marysville, and now Cameron Boswell for Hiawatha. We've seen three stars in the three games really show up big in the first quarter and first half of these games tonight.
Yes, and that's here we go with Hiawatha. Guess who's going to probably take this last shot? They're going to try to give him the ball anyway.
13 seconds, 12. Go here in the first quarter. Hiawatha protecting a four-point lead, looking to add to it. And Morton has Boswell come get the ball with 4 seconds. 3 on the right wing. Blocked out of bounds. Boy, Colby Free wanting that shot of Dylan Cheek. 3 rows up into the bleachers. Now, Colby Free is 6'8".
I was going to say, he's a big, long, tall drink of water.
1 second left. It's got to be a catch and shoot.
And he came from a long ways. He did his job getting there.
Boswell took a dribble. Still got off the shot. Almost banked it in, but it would not go. It's Hiawatha leading 15-11 against Baja Central here at the end of one. We'll take a timeout. This is a one-minute break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our Switch Kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy-to-use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Use your precision farming technology to improve your crop insurance coverage. Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha has teamed up with Farmers Mutual Hail to give you the best automated crop reporting experience with whatever precision technology you use. They've done it for years. Start saving time, improving accuracy, and raising your production history today. Need support when the equipment doesn't work? They can get you access to that as well. Call Kansas Insurance in Sabetha today to learn more. 785-284-7611.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back with Studio Engineer Chance Link, Justin Fluke, and John Holliday with you here in Seneca. We start the second quarter. Hiawatha gets possession, and Cameron Boswell from deep, no good. Rebounded by Colby Free. Boswell with 13 in that first quarter. Hiawatha up 4. Here's the no-look pass. It's intercepted by Hiawatha. Thunder turnover. Ethan Morton in heavy traffic. Out to Bonswell on the left wing. He attacks baseline. Reverse layup. Too far underneath. Missed it on the underneath side of the rim. Jaden Peterson. Trent Thomas. Here's Cooper Hike driving, and he lost the handle, but Hiawatha touched it. The other two out there for Nemaha are Free and Carter Rottinghouse, and now the Thunder are going to bring in two subs, including Abe Hilbert, who scored 10 of their 11 in the first quarter. So Hilbert and Boswell had all but 3 points in the first quarter of that eight-minute stretch there.
Boy, with Nemaha's got two huge kids in the paint right now.
6'4".
There's not a lob, exactly.
Hilbert missed.
He's going to pick up a foul.
It's on Hilbert. Yep. Second, right?
Yes, sir.
Foul in the second quarter. Hiawatha trying to get the record back above 500 with a victory here and avenge one of their losses this season. Boston Central setting at 4-3. They've played one less game than the Redhawks. Kettler and Jacobson up top with Ethan Morton. Got Caden Morton and Boswell starting five for Coach Gary Smith. Ball stays man-to-man. Boswell goes right side. Floating shot up. Missed everything. Rebounded by Free.
He's come out. His three shots, first three shots of the second quarter, haven't been probably the shots that Coach Smith wants in this situation. Up on the force. He's too good a shooter to be taking shots like that.
Three in the left side. It's Kramer. No good. Free gets it over the top of Caden Morton. Good job by the 6'8 junior, Colby Free. Now another deep shot missing. Rebound tipped, and we got an offensive foul now. Push off against Nemaha Central. They've always fared well in their tournament. This is actually the 10th year that we've had the Thunder Classic. Of course, a long run before that of the Raider Classic here in Seneca. But 10 years now we've had Nemaha Central. Decade of dominance, right?
It's
pretty
still,
much every sport.
Still Nemaha Valley.
You old timers,
old folks.
You prehistoric school folks. There's a nice shot up with the right hand tall and putting it in. It's Caden Morton scoring for the first time tonight. Cooper Hike without the dribble. Oberding free around the horn, left side to Kramer. Nemaha's not gotten any point outside the paint yet in this game, and they go back to the paint, and that one's missed by Abe Hilbert. Now the pass ahead to Caden Morton. His layup's good. Two buckets for Caden Morton in a row. Thunder did not get back defensively, and Hiawatha's got their biggest lead at 8 points.
Give Boswell the credit for that. Boy, he had a long outlet pass. Took the ball to the glass, a couple dribbles, and found his teammates streaking to the basket.
Hiawatha players have now scored. Ethan and Caden Morton and Boswell with 13, and the Redhawks come up with another ball. Timeout by Coach Gary Smith. Three Nemaha Central turnovers. So, it's a light of timeout when things are going all your way here, up by eight. Kind of
who
curious
knows what
timeout.
Coaches do.
I just thought a coach's perspective.
Coaches don't have a clue what they're doing.
I'm second-guessing Gary Smith. I mean, he's won more games than I've dreamed about. But that's kind of interesting. You know, everything's going well.
You're exactly right. But it's kind of fun sometimes when you take that time out and things are going well. When you come out, you're not yelling at anybody.
You're not mad.
You're happy. Yeah. Things are going well.
And, we see it a lot of times after a made pass.
Sure. Which is, you're right. It was unusual. They had a break going and started. And I don't know if there's something he saw previous with the exception of that, they had such a great first quarter. Their first few possessions to start the second quarter weren't as productive as what he may have liked.
I figured the best man at his wedding would probably know what he's thinking most of the time.
Well, I've been the best man at every wedding I've ever been to. I just didn't have the title all the time. But that's why I can say he doesn't have a clue what he's talking about.
Time out today brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack, try all the great flavors of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, simply the best, just west of Whiting. All right, we'll see how this timeout works out here. With the ball up eight are the Redhawks.
Well, that's the thing. You always think, okay, if you play well, have a timeout, it's all coaching, you know.
If you don't,
that was stupid.
Boswell kicks out Ethan Morton.
Even Nemaha, Joe Thomas, he did that. He came out with a little trap action. was kind of changing something. You know, I think defensively, you always need to change something if you can, even best or two. And here you got Hiawatha, called a KU offense, and comes the back screen. They're going to hit down screen for him, and now he's got the three ball.
And just like that, they execute it to perfection. It's a three-pointer by Cameron Boswell. It's third of the night. 16 points for Boswell, and our score's doubled up here at 22-11. Got a foul on Hiawatha, and it's on Cooper Jacobson. That's going to be his second, so Cooper's coming out. Connor Kettler's going in. Colby Freeze heading to the line to shoot two. Boswell for Hiawatha, and Hilbert's inside paint points for Nemaha Central as Free misses the first free throw. Oddinghouse and also Trent Thomas back in here for the Thunder. No relation, by the way, Trent Thomas to John Thomas. Thomas, but no relation. Player on the team, head coach. Free hits the second. That's his first point of the night.
Might on the top. Playing well.
I mean, you can't have the last name Thomas and not have the basketball
right.
People
in
it, right? Related by the game of round ball. It's fine down, though. Cade Morton turns and shoots, but it's partially blocked and then blocked again by Colby Free. Boy, at 6'8", he's doing work down there. But we got a whistle, and it wasn't Free who had a couple clean blocks up top. They called this foul on Cooper Kramer. That is his second personal, so Kramer and Hilbert both have two fouls. Cade Morton to the line for a pair. First one, rattled out. Streaming on the Hiawatha channel, the Holton channel, and the Cobra channel of Jackson Heights as all those teams compete in here today, and they'll all be back again tomorrow. We'll be here tomorrow in Seneca as well, bringing you all the live play-by-play action as Cade Morton rattles in free throw number two. I say we'll be back. I will for sure. I don't know if we still got Calvin.
No, I don't want to do that, but I think we kind of got things handled. Hopefully, we'll be here in some way, shape, or form. Just don't know when. Hopefully, we can meet you. If not, we'll be here.
Long two by Evan Oberding, no good. And Nemaha seems pretty rusty.
They do. They're you know, Hiawatha shot the ball extremely well this first half. Been a little more efficient offensively.
As you mentioned, both teams being pretty patient. We're down to 3.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Open three, Kettler, no good. Rebounded by Free for Nemaha Central. 23-12. A hook shot by Thomas, and it spun out. He got his own miss. Got a foul by Mr. Losey. Speaking of names in relation, we got two tankings repping this game with Mr. Losey. We got Trent tanking and Josh tanking doing the officiating here for this third and final game of the day. Foul against Hiawatha's Caden Morton, and now he's got two. So Jacobson and Caden Morton on the bench with two fouls each. Long three missed by Oberding. Rebounded by Thomas, though, as the Thunder will keep it with 3 minutes left to go here in the half. Tied by Roddinghouse. Bank shot in. The higher percentage shot there. Good take. And the finish. Three to 14.
He was kind of needing that run, that bucket, weren't they?
Yeah,
it's been a long dry spell for him.
Double digits. Great job taking care of the basketball so far. Well, it's got about twice that, but four is something you could live with here in the first half.
Yeah, no question. You know, this kind of goes by. This topic of conversation has come up. Would the shot clock affect the game of basketball? And I think if you take a look at tonight's game, this game, it would.
Sure.
You know, obviously, Hiawatha's been very patient.
Boswell, a three in transition off the back lip. Rebound tipped, and the Redhawks keep it as Kettler back up to Ethan Morton, and Hiawatha will reset. Hiawatha, just four wins a season ago, but many coaches picked them to finish in the top half, top four or five spots in the Big 7 league this year. Here's Kessler trying to muscle it up, missed, rebounded by Carter Roddinghouse. Long cross-court pass, finds Thomas. 90 seconds to go, Thomas fouled, but he got the bucket. and an and-one opportunity for Trent Thomas in the scorebook for the first time tonight. Pretty good transition there. Your Hiawatha, you'd like to think he could intercept long cross-court pass.
I don't think anybody was ever looking for it. They didn't expect Neiman Hall to throw the football. So they thought Hike was going to bring it.
Free throw. Foul, by the way, number two on Ethan Morton. So now Ethan joins Caden and Hooper Jacobs, and they all have two personal fouls. And then a near steal, but a reach-in foul on Carter Rottinghouse of the Thunder. Four fouls on Nemaw Central in the second quarter. Fouls on Hiawatha, but their guys with two personals are all over on the bench now. Michael Jensen in for the first time. He's a 5'9 senior. He'll handle the ball. Gibson double-teamed and got himself in trouble, and the Thunder come up with the ball. There's a Hiawatha turnover. And a foul on Hiawatha's Michael Jensen.
So those chess games, you know, Coach Thomas came, we went to the trap. A couple times he's gone to that trap on inbounds plays, and you're exactly right. Hiawatha got buried deep in that trap.
Pearson on the wing to Thomas. Flipping around on the far side, Rottinghouse. He's setting a screen. Rottinghouse goes around it. Kessler's there to help defensively. Now they get switched back on their right guys. Kessler's on free. Down low, nice look to Peterson to the right side. Block! Kessler got a piece of that one, and Hiawatha has numbers. 3-on-2, they get it ahead to Kettler, who could find it. Jensen now comes to get the basketball. Jensen will have to reset things here. Hiawatha maybe holds for one shot. That's what Gary Smith wants with 30 seconds to go.
They got the ball with 49, so shot clock is going to possibly come into effect.
Uh-oh, now they lose it underneath. Kick out, three-point shot. Jensen got it.
Nice shot.
Right? We're holding for one. We'll take those 3 points. Whatever. Michael Jensen with a big triple and the lead back to 10.
It's a great look, man. It's an inside-out look, and if you're comfortable taking that shot, I mean, it's a high-percentage three-point shot.
Thomas drives and misses. 1 second. Kettler lets it fly off the backboard and rim. It was close, but no cigar. 26-16, Hiawatha, led by 4 at the end of a quarter. They're up 10 during halftime against the host Sunder at the Maha Central High School. We'll take a timeout. Our halftime show is coming up as you watch some first half highlights here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Have you checked your internet speed in a while? More and more devices are connected to the internet in our homes. Things from refrigerators to thermostats are becoming dependent upon Wi-Fi. Head over to rainbowtel.net to check your speed and make sure your home stays well connected. Are you interested in fast, reliable, dependable internet that meets your needs and provides you with the latest in broadband technology? Check out Rainbow Communications, your friendly, local, community-driven service provider. Stop into one of our locations or check us out at rainbowtel.net.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
There's nothing like a new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton, here to remind you that you can bring your ideas in to any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome into the halftime show. 10-point ball game here in the third contest at Hiawatha, who lost to Nemaw Central by 17 points earlier this season. Red Hawks leading by 10 at the break and really led through the majority of that first half. Hot shooting Cameron Boswell helped give Hiawatha an early 9-4 advantage. Boswell has 16 points here at the break. Nemaw getting all their points in the paint, Abe Hilbert. But Hilbert scored 10 in the first quarter and then had none in the second quarter. In fact, Nemaw Central only made 2 field goals in that second quarter. They were outscored by Hiawatha 11-5. Thunder have made 0 3-point baskets here in the first half. So not sure what folks expected Coach Holliday, but Hiawatha certainly played a better 16 minutes of basketball and up by 10 here at the break.
Well, we talked about this before, and, you know, what do you want out of your midseason tournament? In this particular case, neither team had to go very far for a scout.
Right.
They played each other once today. Coach Smith and Coach Thomas have played each other, you know, several times over the past 6 years that Gary's been at Hiawatha. So there's no surprises about what the other team's going to do, what the other coach is going to do. It's just a matter of do you push the right buttons at the right time. And right now, Coach Smith pushed the Boswell button, and that's been very, very productive. The 16 or 26 points came from that young man, and he's getting a lot of shots. And Nemaw really hasn't shut him down. They haven't got a hand in his face. He's had some really wide-open looks where he can step up and hit a shot. And the thing that Hiawatha's done on the defensive end, ball pressure's been very, very good. They get out on the guards, made it a tough entry pass into the high post area. You know, a lot of times Nemaw plays with that high post with no low post. Maybe a little easier to guard. Maybe something Coach Thomas comes out and goes to the double low post with the two bigs and says, we're just going to pound it in and see what we can do with that. But, you know, Hiawatha gets all the credit in the first half, but as we've seen the last couple games today, one half may win you the ball game, but, you know, we saw in the last game, Jackson Ives outplayed Marysville the second half. You know, probably St. Mary's put a complete game together as against Holton as anybody but did today. But it's been a game of runs. We'll see how this comes out, see if Nemaw can reestablish the post presence and if Hiawatha can keep the shooting going second half from perimeter.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if Nemaw, especially here on their home court, doesn't make some kind of push and run. You just kind of expect that, and whether that's due to some changes or tweaks or just a little bit better shooting and kind of settling in after so much time off and less gym time and time with the basketball and shots up here over the last week or two with the weather. But, of course, all the teams kind of in the same boat in that regard. Our first half stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. Finding the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Service in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kate Omler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Our first half stats start with Nemaw Central. They were 4-for-8 from the free throw line. We mentioned no three-pointers, and they turned it over 5 times. 10 points for Abe Hilbert all in the first quarter. He had a 2 for Carter Rottinghouse and a 2 for Trent Thomas and 1 free throw for Colby Free, and that's it for the Thunder. For Hiawatha, Cameron Boswell has as many points as the entire Nemaw Central team. Cameron Boswell has 16 points here at halftime to pace the Red Hawks. Caden Morton has 5. Michael Jensen hit that big 3, the young sophomore off the bench with the big shot late there in the first half, and Ethan Morton has 2 points. Hiawatha 2-for-4 at the line. They made 4 three-pointers to none for Nemaw Central, so there's a 12-point difference right there.
Pretty much the difference in the ball game is the three-point line. You know, one team's taking advantage of it, and the other team has not. And after seeing that St. Mary's Holton game where we had, 23 threes?
Yeah.
21 side on a three-point shot selection here in this game.
Hiawatha only had a couple turnovers, but one thing that could be interesting and help decide the second half as well, Coach, is that both teams have a little bit of foul trouble. Hiawatha had to set Ethan Morton, Caden Morton, and Cooper Jacobson all with 2 fouls, and Nemaw's got 2 of their big guys. Cooper Kramer and Abe Hilbert both have 2 fouls, so anybody picking up a 3rd foul early in the third quarter could dictate some of the second half as well.
Well, the thing is, you know, why you only set a kid with two fouls in the first half is you got three to give in the second half and play a lot longer. You can be a little more aggressive. And, you know, once you get to halftime with only two fouls, then you're wide open, start playing aggressively again on the defensive side. You just don't want to pick up a stupid foul and a reach or, bad footwork. And, get after it again. And I think you'll see these teams do that because both these coaches know exactly what they're doing. They'll push the buttons and make some good things happen.
Halftime score, Hiawatha 26, Maha Central 16. Earlier, Marysville beat Jackson Heights 48-36, and it was St. Mary's with just one loss on the year, beating Holton 69-53. So for Hiawatha and Nemaha, the winner of this game will play Marysville tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. Winner plays Marysville tomorrow at 7:30. And by the way, Hiawatha already played Marysville in the first game of the season. They lost by 15 points, 54-39. The loser of this game will play against Holton in the second game tomorrow at 6 o'clock. So you lose, you play Holton. You win, you play Marysville. The first game for tomorrow is already set. That'll be St. Mary's against Jackson Heights at 4:30. Then the final two games to follow. We'll be back here at the Thunder Classic again tomorrow in Seneca. Don't forget, we'll pick a Citizen State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on. That's coming up at the end of our contest tonight during the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. We owe you one more timeout, wrapping up the Highland Community College Halftime Show and moving to the third quarter next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
The top priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. That's why the hospital offers surgical services of local surgeons. Doctors Aaron Brown and Dennis Jimenez provide 24/7 surgical coverage and are committed to developing and growing rural general surgery programs. Most surgical procedures can be performed on-site at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the services provided at Sabetha Community Hospital at sabethahospital.com.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust a fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Second half underway. Nemaha Central gets a basket up from Colby Free. Then Cameron Boswell missed a triple for Hiawatha. Now a foul at the other end as Trent Thomas goes to the line. And the foul for Hiawatha is on Caden Morton. So we're just discussing it before the break. Now Caden Morton, the first player with three personals in this game. Trent Thomas makes the second of two. He's got 3 points in this game. So 3 points by Nemaha Central, and their 10-point halftime deficit is now just 7. Luke John Holiday with you here on the MSC Sports Radio Network in Seneca. Wide open three. This one is missed as well by Cooper Jacobson, who's yet to score in this game. Now a steal by Ethan Morton. Great job to intercept that pass. Sixth Thunder turnover of the night. Morton lobs it to the near side. Kepler thought about a three. How they set the offense against Faha's man-to-man and free steps around against the steal. So Hiawatha turnover, their fourth. Hiawatha led by as many as 12. Saw Central led early by a couple. Not for very long. Free looking to attack. Now gets it to Hilbert. Had a big first half. Trying to find a cutter to the basket, but the pass too sharp. And Kettler to the other end. Lays it in. Connor Kettler coast to coast. Hiawatha's up by nine.
Well, all of a sudden, you know, here we go. Steve Hall's really attacking the paint. There it goes. Uh-oh.
Abe Hilbert. Coach Gary Smith super fired up because they didn't get back defensively.
No,
find the big guy in the paint.
He was wanting to double down on the block. And with you know, when the ball went into Hilbert, he wanted to double from the outside in, and he didn't do it. And Hilbert had an easy, you know, turn to the over his right shoulder to get to the rim. And just wants to make sure we double down, kick it out. They're going to shoot it. They, you know, we talked about no 3-point shots for Nemhoff. Really no need to be guarding out there. Get out and guard paint and kick it out and see if they can beat you from there.
Hilbert's got most of the points, 12 to lead Nemhoff Central. See if Boswell can get going after 13 in the first quarter. He only had one shot there. Triple in the second stands in. Has missed several since. But 28-21, Hiawatha with the lead. Three games tomorrow. We were kind of previewing those. We'll be back tomorrow here to broadcast them all. And then Saturday, the final three games of this tournament will be played at 10 a.m., 11:30, and 1 o'clock. So earlier games for a couple consolations in the 1 p.m. championship game on Saturday here in Seneca. A lot more tournaments have gone to that. Earlier Saturday games. Hiawatha's Grills Tournament that'll be next week. Done that for quite a while as well. Knocked away from Boswell as we reset with a couple minutes gone by here in this second half.
Team all's gone to full court pressure. Both trips down. Maybe trying to increase the reps.
Ball thrown away. Jacobson's pass. Maybe he had the right idea, but way late trying to get it to Boswell, who had cut back door. And Hiawatha with two straight turnovers. Roddinghouse and his man fell down. The ball goes out of bounds across the court. Maybe some contact there, but no fouls. Kramer had hit the deck, and both teams right now are kind of struggling to take care of it.
Tell you what, when Nemo puts a free up there, boy, that's a 6'8". That's a lot of arms length.
Put him at the top of the press. Yeah. Can't throw over it. Can't throw around it.
We should make a song about that. That arm.
Foul if Hiawatha tried to get it to Boswell on that far sideline, and a little push in the back came from Colby Free. Pick up his second personal. Joins Kramer and Hilbert each with two fouls for Coach John Thomas's Thunder Squad. Oh, Morton caught in a bad spot. He got lucky there.
Yes, he did.
Not that half-court inbounds pass right near half-court and almost went over and back. Save it, though, to Jacobson, and now Hiawatha sets it up. They find Morton. Big collision. That's a charge, and it's foul number 4 on Caden Morton. As dropping down there, and they say just getting set. Carter Roddinghouse takes the charge. That's a big foul. Hiawatha loses their big man probably for the rest of this third quarter.
Kind of a bang-bang play. May have not gotten there, but it doesn't make any difference. He turned to go blind to the rim. Game squared in the numbers.
To mark that fourth foul with just over five minutes to go. Yeah, here in the third quarter and see how it plays out. There's a drive and a shot up and in. It's Evan Olberding finally able to get in the scorebook with the floating shot to pull the Thunder within five. Full court pressure still by Nemaha. Hiawatha breaks it. Kessler just checked in. Nice pass across the baseline. Boswell left it short. We got a foul on Evan Olberding. He says, yes, I did. And that'll mean two free throws here for Boswell. two fouls on the Thunder and three on Hiawatha here in this third quarter. Boswell one for two tonight at the line. To get a pair. First one for the Southpaw. 17 points for Cameron Boswell, a dozen in the first quarter. Second, here at the top, on the money.
Hiawatha's kind of weathering the storm right now. They've come out. Nemahawks came out with a little more intensity and a little more want to, and Hiawatha's kind of getting right back in and catching some rhythm. They look like a travel.
Hilbert, strong to the glass, left side layup. Hilbert's got 14. Thunder down a nickel. Hiawatha breaks the pressure. Oh, and the pass too far ahead of Boswell, but Ethan Morton chases it down in the corner. Great hustle by Ethan. Now Jacobson back to Ethan. A three in the corner, no good. Tip by Boswell, but into the hands of the Thunder. It's Roddy now without numbers. A lot of blue jerseys, and pretty smart decision there to slow that one down.
Extremely smart decision. The thing about it is he did a great job curling to the outside, looking for some feathers coming.
Did off on the weave here. Now Thomas has a little reach around foul. A Boswell, I believe that's just his first.
Must be, yes.
30 to 25. 3:52 left. We're in the third quarter. Hiawatha's led for all but except the first couple minutes of the game. Led by as many as 12. That was 23 to 11 was their big lead. Got Kate Morton on the bench with four fouls, however. Thunder could make it a one-possession game here. After scoring just 5 points in the second quarter, ball at 11 in the first 8 minutes tonight. Try to shake off some winter weather rust. Drive right side, a little kiss again. This one missed. Too strong by Oberding. Hiawatha rebounds. Kettler without numbers. Now finds Jacobson in transition, and he missed the shot. Rebounded by Colby Free. Good job to keep his balance. Hiawatha couldn't score there in transition. Now Thomas goes left side of the lane. Collision with Kessler. We got a foul on the official trailing the play. Thomas kind of got himself in no man's land down there. They're going to call the foul on Boswell, so two straight on him. This time it'll mean a couple of free throws. Both teams maybe trying to force or do just a little too much here.
Get a little out of control and kind of bailed him out with the foul call there.
Thomas rolls in the first free throw.
Missed it.
Oh, he missed it?
Yeah, he did.
What was I watching? I thought roll around the rim. I thought it flushed through.
Rolled around, rolled out.
Second one. That one rolled in.
That
right?
one went in. You're okay. Right. Well, he's going to have to find you off Thomas there for a second.
4 points for Trent Thomas, and it is a four-point ball game. And here's more pressure by the Thunder, although Colby Free's out. Got to make this press a little easier,
oh,
right?
I think so. The Free kid is really... You know, we saw him play Holton early in the year, and he's improved quite a bit since that game.
Kessler was open, but they got it to him way late, and he had to save it in, but it went right to Nemaha Central. Hiawatha now with six turnovers in this ball game, three here in the third quarter. Thomas at the elbow, little stutter step, keeps the dribble alive, finds Hilbert. Hilbert wasted the dribble, out to T. 2:35 to go, and Nemaha will hold it. Thomas, an open look for three. Got it. 1 point game. First triple for the Thunder here tonight in this game. Thomas has five straight points. Uh-oh. Picked it up. Here comes the double team. Boswell now gets rid of it to Kettler, who shoots a three. In and out. Rebound underneath. Boswell, great position. Excuse me, not Boswell. That was a Jacobson great position and a stick back.
He did a great job. He saw that thing from the get-go, got to the right spot, picked up a cheap one on the offensive boards.
Preserves the Hiawatha lead for now with a minute 50 to go. First points, by the way, on that putback by Cooper Jacobson. Beat Hilbert, double team blocked by Kessler. He's had some big defensive stance.
Yes.
Muscling up on the big guy down low. Hiawatha could be a little more patient, couldn't they?
Yeah, they can be.
A lead here, late third quarter. They've kind of withstood the charges you mentioned. Kessler out to Boswell. out on the right wing, a wide open shot. It's short, missed by Kettler, and now the Thunder have it down three.
Had a good look, probably had the shot they wanted.
Carter Hike pulls the trigger, hits a three. Mr. Clutch coming through, tying the game at 32. First points for Carter Hike, and we're under a minute to go here in the third. Hiawatha had a 10-point lead at halftime. It's gone. Boswell left it short. Kessler boards. Kessler is fouled. Only foul number three on Nemaha Central in the third quarter, so no free throws.
That's three on Hilbert, I believe, is it not?
Yep, but his first one here in the second half.
Correct,
so.
correct. Take him out for 51 seconds, put him right back in, start fourth quarter.
Will be three re-enters for Coach John Thomas's squad. Horton inbounds, fake, now the shot, Jacobson missed. Oh, and out of bounds, Thunder couldn't corral the rebound there. It's off Rottinghouse. And I feel like Hiawatha's shots are just rushed a little bit. Feeling a little pressure now with this game tied up?
Well, or is it fatigue? Anything, always talk about it, is it going to get, it's a dunk.
Well, getting back is Michael Jensen, but it doesn't matter. Free takes it to the house, and the Thunder have the lead off a turnover. Free stole it, went all the way to the other end. Stole the inbounds pass from Hiawatha. Well, Central's won this third quarter 18-6. Then takes the open look, 20 seconds to go. Ethan Morton resets. Jensen, Kessler tip of the circle. Boswell went out, getting a little extended break here at the end of the third.
Got a travel
on Cheek as he caught it and took an extra step. Five turnovers here in the third quarter by Hiawatha.
That's when you see when you lose your quarterback. Timeout, Nemaha.
Roll up a play with 6 seconds left. Let's slip away. We can get in a quick 30-second break right here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
KIMTS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, KIM offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KIMTS.com to learn more. KIM Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair. At the junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha.
All right, Nemo's got it. 6 seconds left here. They get it inbounded in the corner. Kramer, down low to Free, knocked out of bounds, and now the Thunder will have to inbound again on their baseline this time with 2.9 seconds to go third quarter. Thunder trying to add to a two-point lead and a huge third-quarter advantage. Nemaha Central. Lob it. Free caught it. Shot it. Missed it. Free gets it back. Shot it again. And no good. And that's the end of the third quarter. Nemaha Central scored 16 points in the first half. Put up 18 in that third quarter to rally from 10 down to up by 2. The Redhawks held to just 6 points in that third quarter. They get two free throws and two field goals, and that's it. 34-32. Looks like a great finish in the fourth quarter. It's coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock Risk Protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
3.9 FM, KNZA.
Brewick Oil Company.
On to the fourth quarter we go, but Hiawatha turns it over on their first possession here this final frame. 34-32, Nemaus Central leading by a couple, and now with the basketball here. Dustin Fluke joined by John Holliday. Chance Link, our studio engineer, there's a drive. Peterson pretty open, but missed the bunny. Free rebounds and sticks it back in. Colby Free coming to life in the second half. The Thunder lead by four.
The kid's really, really got much more aggressive and has a little confidence to go with his 6'8 frame. There he gets the deflection, and he's all over the place right now.
His energy ought to be enough to light a little spark for some of his Thunder teammates and bring a little life into the fans. Although this is one of the lightest crowds I've ever seen in a Nemaus Central game in my life. Kate Morton still on the bench with four fouls for Hiawatha. He went out at the 5-12 mark, and well, things have not been good for Hiawatha really since. Here's a three by Jensen. Ring it up. What a big shot. Jensen off the bench with his second triple, and boy, did Hiawatha need that. How long two, missed by Kramer at the other end. He's had an off-night shooting. Frustrated is Cooper Kramer, the Nemaus senior. Nemaus Central got up four there for a moment, their biggest lead of the game. Foul on Caden Peterson.
We've been fighting uphill for a long time and finally got over the top. And big three for Hiawatha. Right back in it. They can take the lead again on this possession.
Boswell's returned. Jacobson. Ethan Morton. Kessler still out there. Jensen who hit the big shot.
Somebody who hadn't touched the ball much to Hiawatha this half is Boswell, kid.
Yep. There's a backdoor cut. Jacobson gets it. Shot up off the window. Too strong. Offensive board. Jacobson, no, but a foul. And a strong effort there by Cooper Jacobson, who will be rewarded with a couple of free throws. Here comes Caden Morton back in with four fouls at the 6:13 mark. Set out almost an entire quarter, 7 minutes anyway. Foul on Trent Thomas there. Second foul on Thunder here in the fourth. It rattles in. Jacobson has 3 points in this. 73% free throw shooter. Mentioned Boswell at 78. And Hiawatha, a pretty good free throw shooting team overall. They've tied this game up. And Jacobson now trying to give him the lead. Kessler goes out. He provided some great minutes there, replacing Caden Morton. Jacobson hits free throw number two.
And you got to be right. You're absolutely right. Good kid from Hiawatha. Held his own inside for the most part. Did some good things. And Hiawatha, for all practical purposes, weathered a storm with Morton on the bench.
Reeves having a good second half. Hilbert's back in there. He's still got 14 to lead Nemaus Central offensively. Oberding to the left side, defended by Kate Morton, so they attack right at him, as they probably should, with 5:45 to go. Here's a three. Swished in there. It's Evan Oberding, his first triple of the night. Three threes for Nemaha, all here in the second half, and they're up by two. A couple lead changes here. Timeout, Coach Gary Smith. They'll have two left. Takes a timeout here. 5:29 to go. Timeout's presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find your favorite flavor. Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whiting. We return in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brewick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Brewick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Brewick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Brewick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Kansaland Radio.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett.
Back to play here out of a Hiawatha timeout. over 520 remaining. Morton, Boswell, Morton, Jensen, and Jacobson for Coach Smith. Ball Central man-to-man. They went to a full-court press in that third quarter that helped spark an 18-6 run and not only got it back in it, but gave them the lead.
Guess they'll stay with it, but they came out man in the half court. Doesn't surprise anybody, but they put Hike on Boswell. Pretty good defender against a pretty good shooter.
Boswell's been really quiet since that first quarter. Kimbling trying to get a steal is Nemaha. Jacobson passes up the three, drives, tough shot, banked in at the left hand. Boy, Jacobson with some big points here in the fourth quarter. High game at 39. Thunder hit a couple threes, though, here in this quarter. Hike working against Jensen. Sophomore is there. Now free left of the lane. Got fouled, and we'll head to the line for two. Fouled by Jacobson, and that's his third. He'll be free at the line, or he's one for two tonight. Looked pretty good on that one. It's point number eight. Again, the winner of this game plays Marysville. The loser of this game plays Holton tomorrow. Second free throw, no. Thunder lead 40-39. Remember, Hiawatha led by as many as 12. The Red Hawks were up by 10 at halftime. Now battling down the stretch here in the fourth. Teardrop, and Ethan Morton left it short. Thunder get it and have a 3-on-2. Olberding attacks right side over Boswell. No. Free tips it. No. Tipped around again, and Helbert's got it. The big guy muscles it up and through. 16 points for Abe Helbert in the post. All his points right around the basket. Nice pass there. Wide open. Caden Morton, what a pass from Jacobson.
Did a great job, and that was Hiawatha needed that at this point in time, because I tell you what, if Nemaha gets up 3 or 4 points, they're going to put the thing in the deep freeze.
Sounds fitting with the weather we've had. I feel like
that's
the ball's been
statement.
In the deep freeze.
That's a lie. Go to lie.
As we'll put a game in the deep freeze as well. 3:30 to go. There's that Euro step we were talking about, but a foul against Hiawatha. Both teams have two fouls here in the second half. So our studio engineer, Chance Blake, he's the one that sent me. We were talking about Eurosteps. And so they said in the late 2000s, Manu Ginobili for the Spurs.
Ah, you're right.
He's the one that kind of, introduced and brought that and got the Eurostep kind of going. But that's been, almost 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. Kind of like the new gym at Holton. It's been 30-some years ago, so.
Gilbert gets the touch again in the paint, and he knows what to do with it.
Got a little post-post screen action there, Mitch. Get those two big guys for Steve Hall in there. That's going to be tough to stop.
Gilbert's got 18. Caden Morton down low. Did he get foul or
he
trouble?
He did. Nope, called him with foul.
And underneath the basket, and fouled on the shot attempt, Caden Morton going to get two free throws. We're under 3 minutes to go. Thunder lead by three. Morton's first free throw is short. We got a timeout. Hiawatha called this one?
Yes, it did.
So just one timeout remaining for Hiawatha. We'll step away. It's a Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn 30-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
To 41. Nemaha Central led by a couple coming into the fourth quarter. They're up by three, but it was tight in the first quarter, tight here in the fourth. Big swings for Hiawatha in the second quarter and Nemaha Central in the third quarter to kind of get us to where we are and what's turned out to be the best game of the day of three.
It's been a, first of all, three pretty good basketball games, entertaining basketball games. And, you know, the scores were always dicky. This is by far the most competitive games we've had. But for all the weather and lack of practice, pretty good basketball. Hotwater hits the second of two free throws, making a two-point game with 2:55 to go.
Caden Morton now has 8 points here in the contest, the leading scorer. That ball came up high on Thomas, and he's called for the carry. So Nemo's done a better job taking care of it. But any turnovers at this juncture are magnified.
Oh, they're huge. Just huge.
Iwatha's got Jensen, Jacobson, Morton, and Boswell on the court. Jacobson side, floats it back out to Jensen. Ethan Morton around the screen. Backs his way into the paint, floats it back up top, three-point shot, Jacobson, short, rebounded by Free. Thunder, you know, are going to, yep, take care out of the basketball. This is another one of those possessions that if and when we have a shot clock, it would probably come into play.
You're right. 2:29 when they secured possession.
Had to knock it away from Hilbert. They extend him out here, get defense by Ethan Morton. Problem is, if Hilbert gets a touch at the paint, it's good night. See you later. But Hiawatha gets a steal. They got a 3-on-2. Boswell to Caden. Now to Ethan. Ethan on the baseline. Pulls up. He missed it. Tipped. Hilbert's got it. Free was open at the other end. The Thunder don't see him, but they'll walk it up the court here, still leading by two as they withstand another turnover.
Timeout, Nemahal.
Thomas taking this one. He's got two left. Well, the good news is Chance Link's happy. We're getting in all of our breaks.
There you go.
We'll take another one here and step away as we're on not only KNZA 103.9 FM Hiawatha, but we're on the Hiawatha channel, the Holton channel, and the Cobra Jacksonites channel, all a part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They are also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Kansaland Radio.
We're back to the final game. Again, earlier today it was St. Mary's defeating Holton 69-53, a game that had 22 three-pointers, 13 of them by St. Mary's, 9 by Holton in the loss. Game 2 had Marysville ahead by 24 points, and they ended up winning by half that margin, 48-36 over Jackson Heights. But the Cobras played a much better second half. And now here we go. With a minute 51 left in this one. Nemaw Central leading Hiawatha. Second meeting of the year between these teams. Thunder won the first one 52-35. This one much closer. Neither team close to the bonus yet. You got three fouls on Nemaw. Only two fouls on Hiawatha, so they can be pretty aggressive.
And they probably need to be in this situation. They zoned up. We're going to look for some traps. Missed it. There's opportunity.
No need to force anything for Nemaha with the lead here. What time did you say the possession started with on the clock?
Yeah, it was 49.
This is about 35 seconds here. We were talking to Will Spradley before this game started. He's the coach for St. Mary's, all Big 12 performer at K-State, of course. And he was saying that he's heard talk that maybe they're going to try to make some league decisions instead of just individual school decisions on whether or not they choose to implement the shot clock next year or not to make it a little more consistent. Interesting to hear that. Foul number 4 on Cooper Jacobson, by the way. So Jacobson and Cade Morton both have fouls, and now Michael Jensen picks up this one. It's his second. Now that's foul 4, so Nemaw's going to the line. Any more fouls, going to get two free throws.
And now, Wallace got to get out. You got to be base guard in this situation. You got to switch, got a man, and went to a zone trap, didn't have any success with it. Can't let somebody come catch across your face like that.
Wallace needing a steal or a stop as we go under a minute to go. Another timeout by Coach John Thomas. He's got a 30-second one here, then one timeout left now for both coaches. So you can't take him with you.
No, you can't. And, you know, it's like high school games, like college game. It that last 2 minutes sometimes takes forever because of the timeouts.
We're keeping it here during this break. It's just a 30-second timeout. But if you're Hiawatha, I mean, and you don't get a steal, how long before you have to foul? I mean, how much time can you afford to take off the clock here down by two?
Well, I think 20 seconds got to be kind of, you know, I would say, and I what Jerry's going to decide here, I don't know. But I think you can chase it. It's a one-possession game.
Right.
It's a one-possession game, and you got at this point in time, and but I really think you got to put some pressure on them here. Try and make something happen. Get a steal. They let him catch pretty easily there. Here comes Trapp.
Thomas dribbles to the far side, and then there's
foul,
and he's going to get two free throws.
Now, the question is who is that who you want shooting free throws?
Well, he's 2 for 5 tonight.
That's probably a good choice, then.
He needs them both to make it a two-possession game. 50 seconds left. 7 points for Trent Thomas tonight. First free throw, good. That's the hardest one, right?
Yeah, I think so. If you're Hiawatha, they really have not got the ball in Boswell's hands second half.
Second one short, 3-point game. Kettler comes away with it. Here's Ethan Morton. He attacks, tries to dump it down. Kettler went up with it. He didn't come down with it after receiving that pass. Might have rushed it a bit. I think he had more time, but now Hiawatha needed to get it back down by three. Emaugh going to try to play keep away.
There's Trapp.
Under 30 seconds to go. Hilbert will dribble it out. That's a foul somebody pretty quick, right? Because you're looking at probably a two-possession game as Ethan Morton picks up the foul and even just one make this time at the line to make it two possessions.
Well, the thing about it is you know, on your scout, at least you always had two or three guys that you looked at the league stats, who do you want to foul? And there was no question that John Thomas wanted Olberding to have the ball in his hands because he was not going to give it up.
Gets it back in. Kettler out. You know, Hiawatha got it down quickly and had a pretty good shot. I just think Kettler rushed it a little bit. He caught it, tried to score it in the air. One of two free throws good, but an offensive board by Hilbert.
The killer.
Yeah, that might be enough as Hilbert gets an offensive rebound after one of two free throws was made by Evan Olberding, and now Evan Olberding going back to the line to shoot two more. Third foul on Cameron Boswell, who you mentioned. Since the first quarter, he's made two shots, and I'm not for sure he's attempted much more than maybe four shots here in the second half.
He has not touched the ball very often.
Credit to Thunder, no doubt. Both free throws good this time, so it is a 6-point lead. Coach Thomas says I might as well go ahead and take this other timeout here. And now Hiawatha's looking to need two threes and some kind of stop in the final 20 seconds. To force OT. Good free throws. 3 out of 4 by Evan Olberding here in the final minute to help push this lead up more comfortably for Nemaha Central. Nemaha 4-3 record. Hiawatha 4-4. A win would mean the Thunder host Marysville tomorrow night in the late game at 7:30. Hiawatha doesn't rally. They'll have another rematch against Holton tomorrow in the second game at 6 p.m. First game tomorrow's set. We know that. It's St. Mary's against Jackson Heights tomorrow at 4:30. Of course, you can follow all the midseason tournaments. We've got updated brackets, all the scores, and updated schedules, stories, and much more. It's all at msdsports.net. So down 6, Hiawatha will have the ball. Need to go the length of the court here and get up something pretty quickly.
So you got to have your quickest hitting 3-point play. You've got probably a little rub screen.
Ebon's going to full court pressure to try to slow him down.
They took free off the ball and backed him up a little bit just to make sure you get over the top of him. Don't give up any second shots.
Boswell, deep three.
Got it.
Cuts it in half. Timeout. Coach Gary Smith will take his last one. So Boswell's got a blackjack now. 21 points. After that for Hiawatha, it falls to Caden Morton with 8. Cooper Jacobson and Michael Jensen both have six. Connor Kettler and Ethan Morton both have two. That wasn't an easy shot by Boswell, but it was a big one.
It was, but that was that was a quick hitter, a little rub screen with the handoff, and surprised we haven't seen that earlier in the game. That's a that's something you got hands balls in the hands of a good ball handler and got a shooter coming off of it. Hey, kick could also turn the corner and get to the rim if we don't have to have a 3-point shot. So. But you got to have, if you're Hiawatha, you got to have a steal here. Foul really didn't help you any. You're going to have to. And if you're Nevahaw, come meet the pass. You got to come meet the basketball. Don't let them, especially a run out here as well. Hiawatha's going to put pressure on it.
No need to front the inbounders as Colby Free throws it in. He's 6'8". Coach Smith tries to have Cade Morton go back. Three guys go deep. One comes to the ball. That's Trent Thomas. Now, Boswell's got a foul, right? Boswell fouls with just 4 seconds to go. Trent Thomas, 3 of 7 at the line. Going to get two here. And if he misses them both, there's a chance.
Still a chance. They say there's a chance.
But I think if he makes at least one here, this is set match.
And that's the thing about without having the one-on-one, you're looking at a two-shot foul. Odds of 50% shooter. That's pretty good in high school basketball.
Thomas gets it to fall. That's point number 9. Did a 2-possession lead. Second one, no good. I want that. Numbers ahead. Jensen passes it up to Morton. 1 second left. 3-pointer at the buzzer. No good. And Nemaha escapes, winning it by 4 points. 49-45. The Thunder come from down 10 at halftime to win it. Here by 4. We'll wrap it all up for you. Final stats, player to bank on. We'll end the broadcast after this timeout as we get to the Be Outdoors postgame show here on KNZN.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrow Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrow Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Hi, this is Meckett Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha. With the holidays quickly approaching, it is always good to beware of fraud and identity thieves. If someone calls you and asks for personal information, like bank account numbers or your social security number, it is most likely a scam. Never give out your personal information to anyone that calls. Don't become a victim. Keep your personal information safe. Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC. And equal housing lender.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance, stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-5 99 Land. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
KNZA. 103.9 FM. KNZA.
Welcome back one final time. All three games, the tripleheader in the book, the last one the closest. The host, Nemaw Central, does win it 49-45 over Hiawatha. Nemaw Central now 5-3 on the season. Two of those wins against the Redhawks. Hiawatha drops to 4-5 with the loss. Two of those five losses to the Thunder. Well, this is kind of a tale of two halves, and really I feel like that was a little bit of a theme throughout the day. St. Mary's only led Holton by 5 at halftime and pulled away to win by 16. Marysville was up 20 at halftime but got outplayed and only ended up winning by 12. And then in this game, it was Hiawatha up by 10 at halftime, 26-16. We knew the Thunder would make a run. They got the lead there at the end of the third quarter and able to hold on throughout the fourth quarter to win it by 4. But, yeah, Nemaw Central, tough to beat on the home court. I noted they hit 6 out of 10 free throws in the fourth quarter. That kind of helped pad the lead a little bit. And as hot as Boswell was in the first half, when Hiawatha was playing well, just didn't get a lot of shots by finishing with the game-high 21 points here tonight. What else do you look at, Coach Holliday, as some of the biggest differences here in this final outcome?
Well, I think Nemaw pounded the post, got the paint touches. Then they hit some threes. You know, that's something they didn't do in the first half. But
three in the second half.
Yeah, and that's one of the things. Their defense, they went to that full court pressure and really changed the pace of the game. It changed the whether or not Hiawatha got tired or not, whether that comes into play. More likely it did at some point, but it's just how the flow of the game was completely in Nemaw's favor. To come from 10 down and end up winning by 4, that's a 14-point victory in the second half. That's a lot of points and pretty dominant second half for Nemaw.
Final stats tonight, they're brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Year-round service, not just helping you file your tax return. That's your friends at Holton Tax Service in Holton, Mike Tanking, Kay Honor, and Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Service in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Hiawatha alum Courtney Rockoff. So call to schedule your tax appointment with them. Here's the final stats for Hiawatha. 21 points for Cameron Boswell. He had 16 at halftime. Shots made in the second half. Only 3 shots actually made by Boswell after the first quarter ended. But a big night for him with 21. Then it was Caden Morton with 8, battling some foul trouble tonight. Cooper Jacobson had 6. Michael Jensen had a couple threes. He scored 6. 2 points for Connor Kettler, 2 for Ethan Morton. Hiawatha was 7 of 10 at the line. They made 6 threes, and Nemaw only made 3 threes. But I mentioned the fourth quarter free throws, but for the game, I think it was Scott Berger that always told me this. It's like, if you can find a way to make more free throws than your opponent shoots, that's a pretty good sign. So Hiawatha was 7 of 10, but Nemaw made 12 out of 22 in this game. And, of course, a lot of those came 6 of 10 in the fourth quarter. Turnovers even at about 10 apiece. Here's the scoring for Nemaw Central. Abe Hilbert leads the way out of all of his points in the paint. It was big inside with 18. Then you had balance. Trent Thomas, 9. Evan Olberding, 8. Colby Free, 8. 3 for Carter Hike, and 2 for Carter Roddinghouse, and 1 for Cooper Kramer. Final score, Nemaw Central 49, Hiawatha 45. But you're right, that game turned in the third quarter. Thunder started pressing. Sped up Hiawatha. They got some points and steals, and 18-6 third quarter for Nemaw Central, going the Thunder to the win. How about our player to bank on, Coach? Brought to you by the Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha.
I think for Hiawatha, there's no question. You got to go with the Boswell, 21 points, had a great first quarter. As we've said, it came in spurts. He was hot early, hit one late, pretty quiet second half, but with 21 points and carried his team. That's half of the points for Hiawatha. But we got given him on that side. The other side, you take a look at Hilbert. Abe's big boy. He's strong, but for me, I'm gonna say Colby Free. He's my player to bank on. I thought he was so good in the front of that press. You know, you don't have to do a lot when you're 6'8", but he was extremely active. He dove on the floor, got a couple loose balls, and then his scoring, so 8 points, that kid, you're going to see him, I think, continue to get better and stronger as this goes on. I thought he was a difference. Altered some shots, got a couple blocks, but was played with a lot of confidence and did some great things for Nemaha throughout the night.
Hopefully you enjoyed the three games. We'll do three games again tomorrow here on KNZA, as well as the Holton, Hiawatha, and Cobra channels. Again, the lineup for tomorrow is St. Mary's against Jackson Heights at 4:30. Holton and Hiawatha will play at 6, then Marysville and Nemaha Central in the late game at 7:30. The winner of Marysville-Nemaha Central plays the winner of St. Mary's-Jackson Heights for the championship game then on Saturday. So that'll wrap it up for us tonight. Thanks to Chance Link, Seth Tolleson helping out at the Kansas Land Studios as well. Appreciate Ethan and Zach running the camera and computer such for us tonight in Seneca. We'll be back tomorrow. Follow along with us for all your sports information and updates at msesports.net. For Coach John Holliday, this has been Justin Fluke. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody. This-